One of my favorite vacation spot to go is actually back to Vietnam to stay with Mother Teresa's sisters. I came to know them and became good friends with them in 2010 while I was still a seminarian. And their way of life touched me deeply because it's both of service and of prayer. Oftentimes we hear about Mother Teresa and her sisters, we only see pictures of them being taken of serving the poorest of the poor, and those are good. But we often forget that before they begin to serve, they wake up every morning at 4:30 in the morning. I know, because I had to wake up with them. 4:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock, morning prayer, meditation, and then Mass. They begin really early because so that they can wake up before everyone else is still in the process of waking up. And then they go out and serve the poorest of the poor. And the sisters in Vietnam had many ministries ranging from anchoring themselves as a state-run hospital, because you have to remember, Vietnam is still a communist country. So anchoring themselves as a state-run hospital, or working with their volunteers so that when a woman come in to the hospital and have no escape or no alternative and is seeking abortion, the sisters will say to her, "Come home and we will take care of you. And when you have your baby, we will take care of a baby." And that lead them toward the second ministry of running orphanage. They have many children whom they are caring at orphans day and night. And my God, I visited two of them. And every time I visited them, God affirmed my vocation to celibacy, because I can't handle those kids. 70 kids, they're like koala bears, like always with you and yelling and pulling everything that you have, you know? And my God, I asked myself, wow, must take a special vocation for these sisters to truly be patient with those children and to care for them with a loving heart. And they also care for the elderly and the destitute, especially people who no longer have a home and are living out in the street and are older. They take them home. And you know, each of us have personalities. And some of us, as we get older, become more grumpy and grouchy. So taking care of those elderly people are a challenge in themselves, especially those who are disabled and handicapped and cannot move by themselves. And perhaps they stay at the place for such a long time, they become sometimes very unbearable for the sisters. But I've seen in all of them a desire to truly love the person that is in front of them. And it is hard. And sometimes when I hear their confessions, I really have to say, wow, sisters, is that all you're confessing? My God. Sometimes all they confess is that, "Father, forgive me, for I did not see the presence of Christ in the people that I served." Wow. If that's their biggest sins, my God, this world would be much better. But you know, I'm thinking, that's takes a lot of dedication. And how are they able to do it? I believe, and I truly believe, that they are able to do all things through prayer. They begin their day with prayer. And at 3 o'clock, they go in to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and also 1 hour of adoration at the hour where tradition tells us that Jesus Christ died on the cross. So and then at night, of course, they come back to do evening and night prayer together. They pray, and they pray a lot. They pray not only for you and for me, but they also pray for the people that they're serving. Because for each and every one of the people that are living with them, they treat them as if they are treating Christ himself. That's why every chapel that you and I will go into Mother Teresa's sisters, the missionary of charity, there's always two letters right next to the left-hand side of the cross. Two letters. Two words, I mean. I thirst. I thirst. And according to their spirituality, I thirst is one of the last words that Jesus spoken on the cross before he gave his life. And that I thirst express Jesus' thirst and love for us. He thirsts for our love, and he wants to give our everything, and he wants us to give our whole life, our every fiber, our everything to him. That thirst, that divine thirst of God's love for us. And this I thirst also moved the sisters to satiate the thirst of the poorest of the poor in seeking Jesus Christ in each and every one of them. So the I thirst is both an invitation and a mission to go out in order to satiate the thirst of Jesus Christ for humanity and their love. So that becomes our mission. Do we know, at first, I'm going to ask you this question. Do we know really how much God desires and how thirsty he is for our love? And second, have we really given ourselves in order to satiate and relieve the thirst of Jesus Christ for the poorest of the poor yet or not? So it's a twofold mission. Number one, just like in the gospel and the first readings today, we heard that Jesus will ask each and every one of us, did we serve the poorest of the poor yet or not? And how can we serve the poorest of the poor if we do not recognize the presence of God in them? There are many charities out there that we can give money to, from United Way to Red Cross and many good charities out there, but they simply act as an NGO. They simply act as an NGO, giving funds and giving grants to those who are in need. But what makes Christian charity and charitable organization different is because Christians, especially Catholic charities, we are moved because of the love of Christ. Why? Why are we moved in order to serve our brothers and sisters? Because first, Christ hath loved us. We are moved to serve our brothers and sisters because Christ hath loved us. So that first mission is to know who is Christ for me. And do I really know him? And have I truly spent the time to fall in love with him yet or not? I can tell you, yesterday, I took my mom and dad to Black Friday shopping. And thank God, I got all my Christmas shopping lists because they were all there with me. So I asked them, tell me what you want to buy and I'll buy it to you now. But really, I go to Black Friday shopping with my parents because I like to people watch. I like to see what people are trying to buy and their attitude or sometimes their reactions in trying to get what they want. And sometimes, my God, they tend to be vicious. I went to an outlet yesterday with my parents and they were pushing the line and sometimes talk bad to each other. And sometimes try to get in line first or try to get what they want first. That our animalistic behavior, because it's like an animal eating animal kind of world out there. You either be used or get used. So we want to live for ourselves. And if we want to live for ourselves, sometimes we give the bad part of ourselves to others because we got to protect our investment, our benefits, whatever good for us. And sometimes shopping get the worst out of us because we try to make sure we get what we want and according to what we want. Yet, really, even with all those things that we have bought or all those things that the TV is trying to tell us that we need, do they really satisfy our hunger? Our desire, our happiness, or are we waiting for the next things? Probably not. So what really satisfied our desire? Being loved. So, the second question, being loved by who? Being loved by God. So, if we recognize that we are loved by God and created out of love, then what is natural is that we need to respond to that love by the giving of ourselves. Because love demands love. And we need to give ourselves in order to truly love God instead of just remaining at lip service. So have we truly get to know God, and have we really loved God yet or not? And if we are able to answer that first question, it will move us toward the second question. If I truly love God, what have I done in order to serve those whom He has entrusted in my life? Have I given myself to my brothers and sisters or not? Or do I still demand things from them? It's easy in our life that we always ask this question, what is in it for me? What do I get out of this? What is in it for me? It's all about me. Have we really served the poorest of the poor and the least of our brothers and sisters with a loving heart by the giving of ourselves yet or not? And I can tell you, and I promise you, we cannot do it unless we begin every action with prayer. Or else we will become busybodies, trying to do everything instead of trying to do everything that we can out of love in service of Christ. That is what's important for our Christian charity, that we know that we're just not being busybodies, but we do all things because we recognize the presence of Christ in each and every person. And even if we cannot do something for someone, we can always begin with praying for them by willing their good. And if God gives us the means or the ability, we need to move that with action. But it all begins with prayer and the willingness to pray for their goods first. So that my invitation for you. In your prayer and in my prayer, how do we pray? Do we only pray for ourselves of what we need? Or do we pray for others as well? We are called to be intercessors. We are called to intercede and to pray for others as well. Have we prayed for them yet? Second, has our prayer deepened our action and our works yet or not? Or are we doing all things meaninglessly or only for our self-benefits? How am I, in my action, in my words, giving praise to Christ? How is my words and my action leading people closer to Christ? And I'm going to wrap this homily up with just one story from an old monk. I actually read this in the book. The old monk came to a younger monk, and the younger monk said, "Father, I'm running out of way to pray. It's getting repetitive and boring." The old monk said, "Welcome to my life. I'm 87 now. You think that's repetitive? How about you try to find new ways to pray with every action that you take?" And the young monk asked him, "How, Father? How?" The old monk said, "Okay, what are we doing now?" And they're in the laundry room folding clothes. And the old monk told the younger one, "Okay, give me the t-shirt that you are folding." So the old monk took the t-shirt and he folded, said, "In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, all glory and praise be to you, O God." In everything, we can praise God. Even in the most mundane of things, even in the thing that we don't like to do, even in the things that are repetitive, we can still praise God. Have we truly seek to praise God at all moments, or are we still praising ourselves? My brothers and sisters, the Lord is very clear today. And He said very clear to us, and we will be judged on this. "For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me.
naked and you clothed me, ill and you cared for me, in prison and you visited me. So I'm asking you, the people that you and I don't like right now, the people that are challenging to love right now, the people that we are tempted to gossip and talk bad about right now, pray for them. Pray for them. Pray for them. Second, will their goods. And number three, if God gives you and I the means or the ability to do something, then serve them out of love. But it all begins with prayer. Because at the end of the day, my brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ thirsts for you and for me. He is thirsting for our love, and he is hoping that this thirst of his will also deepen and invite us to serve our brothers and sisters so that everyone in this world will know how much they are loved. And through our words and our action, in everything that we do, may we recognize that Christ is present in each and every person. So my brothers and sisters, pray, served, loved. But most important of all, we do all things because God has empowered us and we want to love him. Long live Christ the King. Viva Cristo Rey.